Truncation is the nullification of paper-based processes from banking. For example, in payments, when we talk about truncation of checks, that means that the paper at the point of entry is image captured and the paper is retained so that the chances for fraud and tampering with paper-based instruments can be nullified.
And how does this apply to West Africa?
Well, in West Africa, we obviously still have a lot of paper-based systems. And the idea is that those paper-based systems get image-enabled and that we start working with images and electronic information as opposed to paper.
I want you to explain how payments are made now and how a new model will work.
At the moment, the problem is that a lot of the payments is made in local currency, so it gets then devalued at an exchange rate, so you don't have the best value of your currency when the payment was made in a particular country. And a lot of systems now today does not support that, and you have to rely on relationships between a bank in one country and having a correspondent bank in another country, which in more often the exchange rate that are charged is high. And we believe that with regional clearinghouse model, rates can be pegged for economic community.
And please, how is the new model more efficient than the old?
Well, it's faster, it's more secure, because you take paper out of the process, it is risk-free, and because there's structures that supports that payments process, it can be done quicker, and you could identify high-value payments much easier and process those, obviously, those that would pose risk.
Please, in Africa, where exactly is it being used? Which region?
In South Africa, we have a number of the commercial banks that are utilizing these solutions as building blocks for their Pan-Africa expansion, as well as in East Africa. And here in Ghana, we have 12 banks already utilizing some of the solution blocks that we have.
But please, as this is transferred to West Africa, do you see any challenges coming up?
No, in fact, I just see advantages because we have Clydestone, which is our distributor here, that actually understand the solution blocks very well and can support that. So from our perspective, we think it's bringing solution for ECOWAS that is understood and can be utilized and can be supported by a local company, not only in Ghana but also in Nigeria.
So, for example, for a small-time business person, what advantages are there for such a person in terms of how soon payments could be made or received?
Well, it would be subject to the same clearing times that is possible today. Say, for example, for 3 or 4 days for a payment, but it would be 7 days for a regional clearing, you would now be able, because you can process fast. Or if it is same-day clearing, and you know that's something that ECOWAS has got to decide what the clearing rules will be, that can be achieved. The technology supports the payment. It's just the clearing rules at this stage that needs to be agreed.